Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
All right, final hour of the show. Always brought to you by Champy's Chicken. Before Forrester puts up the Champy's Chicken graphic, and I tell you about Sterling and the crew, just to catch you up to date on everything that we've been talking about. One of them, Ryland Griffin, officially to Kansas now. He puts that out earlier today. No surprise to anybody. Big visits coming up this weekend. There you see the Ryland graphic. Big visits coming up this weekend, not only for Alabama basketball, but Alabama football. Continuing for Auburn football is the portal. Still open through April the 30th, but I will say this again about the portal. You don't have to be out of the portal by April 30th next week, Tuesday. It's got to be in the portal if you're leaving. And I still expect, you know, with a guy like Arizona State's Ed Woods coming to town to Alabama, and Khalil Jacobs now in the portal, the great linebacker from South Alabama, I still expect Alabama to add a couple of people. And I wouldn't be surprised if you still lose a couple of people from Alabama before the portal ends up closing. So we'll see how that churns on. We've talked a lot about the NFL draft. We're about to do more of that. Last night in the NBA, L.A. loses again. They're down 0-3. They're done. The question now becomes, is it a sweep or not?
Probably a sweep. You know, LeBron has not won a series since they won the championship in 2020, which is hard to believe the level he's playing at right now. Him and AD, good games again last night. They had opportunities to pull that one out to make the series interesting. D'Angelo Russell was awful, and I was getting criticized because I don't know if you guys saw it when they were in a huddle towards the end of the game.
He wasn't.
Yeah, he was in his own world.
Have you seen the video from the huddle where Darvin Ham's trying to draw up a play and he can't come up with anything? Have you seen that? No, I swear to you, I it's like, I don't know who's getting the video, because it's like, almost like from the back bench. That's how good a video it is. And he's got the board, and he keeps writing something on there, then he erases it with his hand, then he writes, and he erases it with his hand. He probably just throws the board down, and they break the huddle.
Yeah.
I mean, there was nothing.
Get it to LeBron or AD.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. Let's, LeBron, you get open, somebody throwing the ball.
Yeah. And then there was Embiid last night, who scored 50. The Sixers making a series with the Knicks there. Should he have been ejected? They call a flagrant one. Should it have been a flagrant two on what he did?
I don't know. More importantly, though, Dunaway, have you seen what he's got right now? You know, everybody was talking about the leg, the back. Now he's got Bell's palsy. I don't know how much you guys know about this, and I don't know if you remember. When I turned 40, we were in Nashville, and my ex-wife, Bethany, woke up, and her face was paralyzed. Yeah. And, like, she thought she was having a stroke, and we called Dr. Ricketts back then. We ended up going, forgot the hospital downtown in Nashville, but they diagnosed her immediately with Bell's palsy. And it was, and you can actually, she had to go to an acupuncturist. It lasted for years.
Yeah, and can be painful, right?
Painful. Your eye, you can't close it, so she would have to wear a patch on it. So this is something really to monitor, because his eye is going to dry out, especially playing 40-plus minutes.
Yeah. He played through it last night for 50. Three more games tonight throughout the weekend. Stallions play on the road at Houston. 4-0 Stallions, 1-3 Houston. 6 o'clock on Fox Saturday night. Your headlines there brought to you by our friends at Champy's. Champy's world-famous fried chicken. Tailgate, watch the draft, go to a concert, whatever you want to do, Indy racing. Pick up some chicken from Champy's world-famous fried chicken, Highway 119 in Alabaster. Top center, that's the Mississippi Delta recipe tamales. If you don't like tamales or you never had a tamale, get those tamales, and it'll change your opinion right there. It's unbelievable. Mississippi Delta recipe tamale, all the fried chicken, chicken fingers, Champy's Chicken, Highway 119 in Alabaster. All right, Tyler, give me cut 7. Terrion Arnold last night. Nick Saban so emotional when Terrion got drafted. Really was happy for all of his guys, but this one was like his son being drafted. Terrion talks about what he learned from being benched in Tuscaloosa.
The first four games this year? When I got benched?
Yeah, when you got benched.
I just learned perseverance. I mean, it's obviously like even like the draft today. I mean, you know, you expect the unexpected. People want to go high. And obviously just sitting in the green room, they asked me, did I want to go and sit back there with Roger Cadell? I was like, nah, man, I'm in my moment. I want to be around my people. And, you know, everything happens for a reason. And God got me here for a reason. And I say for such a time as this, we're going to go win a Super Bowl in Detroit.
I don't know outside of Terry Sabin and Mr. and Miss Arnold if anybody loves Terrion Arnold more than our own little T. Taylor Corn loves Terrion Arnold.
He's my favorite interview we've ever done. And I'll tell you this. So you guys know that Chip Brown is a big Lions fan.
Well, he texted me about Terrion.
Yeah, he did too. And here's what I said. I mean, you guys tell me if this is wrong. I said one of the most developed players in the last 3 years, incredibly smart, yeah. One of the best personalities, if not the best I've ever covered, amazing athlete, was a complete stud at hoops as well, will be a shutdown corner for you guys.
What I told him is he went from being the guy that everybody picked on because Kool-Aid was on the other side to the better corner than Kool-Aid. I mean, that's what the NFL told you last night.
Yeah.
I was mentioning, you know, little T's love for Terrion, and she was in our group chat saying my heart is breaking for Terrion because he kept falling. And I hated to see that for Terrion as well, but I think it had to be worth it for that moment. I know that's a lot of money.
And it's good to fall. Sometimes you lose a little money, yeah. but I mean, you go to a really what has become a good organization in Brad Holmes and what he's been able to assemble for Dan Campbell.
And they traded up to get you, which means they wanted you.
Yep.
And for that crowd to have 275,000 fans who all left after you finished being on stage. They all started to go to the house at that point. And on the NFL Network, Kay Adams was working the NFL Network mic. There's video out there of this. It's over the PA system there. And she just gives the microphone to Terrion, and Terrion says, I'm home. I'm home. No, the crowd's going crazy.
That was a great moment. Chills. And I love that for him, that he got that moment. I mean, he could have been drafted anywhere, obviously. But to get that moment was pretty dang incredible for him.
Yeah. I mean, I would rather fall. Where was he projected? He didn't fall that much.
Well, I saw him as high as like 11 or 12. Yeah, I saw him pretty high.
Yeah, best available. I saw him as high as 11. Most people thought he would go 15 to 18.
Yeah, so down to 24, I think, is where he ended up going. So Terrion with the Lions, who are a contender instantly. And Nick Saban gets asked, you know, you've already got Brian Branch there who had a great time. How would you play those guys? He said, oh, I'd keep Terrion on the outside. The only reason we ever put him on the inside was we had to get our six best DBs on there. I'd keep him on the outside. Brian Branch is so good on the inside guys, a star or something else. So good options there in Detroit right now.
You guys correct me if I'm wrong. I have not seen an organization turn over as much in a positive way as I have with anything from the Detroit Lions, because front office was awful, ownership was awful.
And they got killed for hiring Dan Campbell.
The lady owner now, everybody loves her.
She spends money. She's about to spend money on the quarterback, Goff. She went out and she secured the great receiver and the great tackle. They spent, as I said yesterday, they spent $220-something million on free agency yesterday, and they're still going to draft Goff. They trade up. They're aggressive, trade up to get the cornerback they wanted in Terrion Arnold. And just the city of Detroit last night was a postcard for Detroit.
Yep. I mean,
275,000 people. I never thought Detroit looked like that.
I would go to Detroit. I wouldn't like seek it out on other cities, but if somebody was like, hey, you want to go to Detroit?
It didn't look anything like I thought Detroit looked. You know, the aerials, it was bright, it had parks, and it had trees, and it looked like a city that I would go visit. It was crazy.
It looked nice.
It looked nothing like 8 Mile.
Did you guys ever watch Show Hung on HBO?
I've never seen it.
I have seen it with Thomas Jane.
That was based in Detroit. Did show some locales that weren't as bad as you would think in Detroit.
Right. I like it when they cut to the war room and Dan Campbell has got the biggest lipper in the world.
And chasing it with water.
He goes, spick up water.
But it's a great time to be a Lions fan.
Oh, no doubt.
The only time in the history of the Lions.
Yeah, peak
since
of the organization.
Been in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for the Lions fans there. Cut 6, if you can, Tyler. This is Dallas Turner. All right. Dallas Turner was projected to be one of the first defensive guys, if not the first one off the board. He dropped, still was one of the first defensive guys off the board. There just was so many a record number of offensive guys went first. Dallas Turner didn't look happy. He's a guy that has knocked a quarterback or two out of a game before. Here's Turner on his thoughts of dropping last night with all the quarterbacks going before him.
You know, obviously you'd been ranked at least in the mock drafts and publicly as a pretty high draft pick. And I wondered if you were kind of aware that there would be this big quarterback run early on in the draft and that would push a lot of the defensive players down a little bit lower, and how you kind of took that, if at all, while you were watching that play out.
Now, I definitely was not expecting that. I ain't gonna lie to you, but you know, it was still a good thing to see. You know, still clapping for people. You know, still happy for people. But you know, it was, you know, the game's changing. You know, teams need what they need, so you know, you got to respect it.
Call me crazy here. I'm sorry, Lance.
No,
call me
ahead.
Crazy. Everybody's saying it was the Bears' night. I think it might have been the Vikings' night.
It's Bears or Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think it could have been the Vikings' night in the long run, and I could be way off of this.
It will pay off with who's a better quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, McCarthy's in a better situation.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you immediately with Roma Dudze gave Caleb Williams a weapon. I get that, but that's an unproven weapon. I've seen proven weapons. They've got a dynamic tight end in Minnesota, and they've got maybe the best receiver in the game in Minnesota. J.J. McCarthy is set up for success. And then you drop Dallas Turner in there. I like their first round.
Well, for Dallas Turner, I think, you know, you lost some money last night, but would you rather be with the Falcons or the Vikings?
I'd rather be with the Vikings.
Yep. And then you guys heard Nick Saban say, dude's 250 pounds. He runs a 4.4. He's got a 40-inch vertical. I mean, what else do you want?
Yeah. A little more
and a lot of
a little more discretion than saying he's ready to move on to the NFL than moments after the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Other than that, never had a problem.
Well, he'll never say that again. You don't have to worry about that.
Never have to say that again. But you guys got to exactly what I was going to talk about because we were just raving about the Lions.
Yep.
Green Bay's got Jordan Love, looked good at the end of last year, and you guys just talked about the Bears and Vikings. What do all four of those teams have in common?
They're in the same division.
Same division.
Feels like it's competitive as it's ever been.
And Detroit's got quarterback right now with Jared Goff.
About to give him a long-term big contract.
Green Bay's got quarterback right. Last night, it's going to define the next 10 years of both of those organizations.
Yeah, really, really interesting there. J.C. Latham, cut number four. He leaves at Tuscaloosa and was, I mean,
he almost took Goodell out for us last night.
Yeah. Ooh, that was scary.
I did not.
I don't know if he knew he had back surgery.
I don't think he did either. And he ragdolled him, man. Yeah. Up, started moving his feet around.
And Goodell's a big dude.
Yeah. And Goodell was already not moving great.
Yeah.
And then he did that to him.
Yeah. I bet he took a pain pill after this. Here's J.C. Latham on what he's bringing to the Tennessee Titans.
You ask any coach, especially a more veteran coach, you know, coach with experience, he'll tell you the best ability is availability, you know. So I think I bring that to the table. And, you know, just my intent and my mindset of what I want to do. And not only just being talking about it, just being about it. You know, that's why I went to Alabama coming out of high school. And that's why I went to IMG while I was in high school, because I didn't just want to be another guy who was just all talk. I wanted to put myself against the best players in my environment on a day in and day out basis so I can have opportunities like this.
Dunaway, you got to get that grill.
Yeah, he's the trench king, first off. But give me the steel shot back up there, Forrester.
He's murdered out and iced out at the same time.
I do appreciate that the Buckingham Palace loaned him that necklace.
How much of that's real, you think?
I don't know. I hope not a lot, because if that thing is real.
Ain't no telling, is there?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a crown jewels.
Yeah. That's a freaking $500,000 necklace.
Crown jewels there.
How can I say this? Well, think of that. I had a Titans fan text me after the draft and say, you watch a lot of Alabama and Auburn. What am I getting here? And I was like, well, I mean, the guy was a mauler. And you just heard, if you're watching the game day, I said, Nick Saban could not have said nicer things about him. And he said, they told me the same thing about Chance Warmack.
Yeah.
And then I sent him the graphic we've been using this week. I'm like, it's coin flip, man.
Yeah,
I mean, what do you want me to say? It's coin flip. I don't know what to do.
I guess that's what I'm going to say, because, I mean, you watch this draft. It was so offensive heavy, and there was a lot of linemen taken. But you've got to know the position. You got to know the position to understand the position, right? I didn't play offensive line. You guys didn't play offensive line. We've been friends with people who played offensive lines, and they try to explain it to us. We don't understand it. We didn't play the position. But J.C. Latham never really played on the left side, did he, in Tuscaloosa?
And that's what my buddy asked me. He's like, the thing that scares me is, why was he always right side?
Yeah, and then just perception. Is that the left side's usually the left tackle better than the
right
tackle?
I mean, you're putting money at left tackle as long as your quarterback's right-handed.
So I guess I'm asking, do you feel like at Alabama you got seventh overall pick out of J.C. Latham?
I don't, but I think that's because he played right side. I think if he played left tackle, you'd feel like you did.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm a Titans fan, I'd rather have Joe Alt, but you didn't have that opportunity.
Yeah. I hope it ends up being great for him. I feel bad for him that he's going to the Titans organization. I just don't trust that organization right now.
Of the top 10.
They got a new coach, and I like their old coach, but they got a new coach, and I just don't know. I don't like that organization.
Back to the graphic you showed us of the top 10, how many guys get second contracts?
The top 10 last night?
Yep.
Oh, you're making me do what I don't want to do, is project bust and hit.
I mean, all these quarterbacks can't.
No, I mean, that's against, that's certainly against the numbers.
I mean, yeah. Better chance of none working out than well,
everyone's saying. Kevin says all O-line picks are iffy at best. I always thought the O-line picks were the least gambles.
Well, that's a, again. So we keep referencing this graphic. It was
SS is right, by the way. He did look like a giant 8-year old. Jack was watching the draft with me, and I was like, "You look so much older than Joe Alt."
I know. But he's a massive human.
Massive.
So it was Paul Himbo, who's a researcher for ESPN. He took from 2000 to 2019 and basically broke it down how many guys got a second contract from the team that drafted them. And the reason obviously he stops at 2019 is the first round guys from 2020 on aren't to the second contract just yet. And basically the best you could hope for was 59%. That was offensive tackle, 59%. Center only had 12 guys in that time drafted. It was like 90-something percent, but it's a that's a bit of a statistical outlier. Quarterback was like 46%.
It's a good stat for you, though, Dunaway.
Yeah. Well, center, yeah, you got a center. Those guys bars, generally yeah. work out.
But it also plays guard, both guards, both tackles. He moves around, which is what I like a lot. Craig says Latham only gave up 2 sacks and over 1,000 snaps.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think if he was left tackle, you'd like, yeah, it's really good.
Is that good?
Yeah.
And you know, it's highlight tapes. But when I was watching him on the tapes last night, I was like, I should have watched that guy more. He was pushing people around at Alabama. Should have run it right. Run it right. Why didn't Milroe run it right on that play at the end of the game?
The numbers don't support receiver, but you made the point that I think as these next guy, this next group is in these numbers, it's going to improve receiver. One of the picks I like the best was Malik Nabers. I think that guy is a dynamic player, but I don't know how they're going to get him the football. I just don't like
the quarterback situation. And that's the thing. If you're Malik Nabers, you're like, damn, I know. Why did I go here?
I mean, if you're Malik Nabers and you go one pick earlier to the Chargers, you go, well, I mean.
I would rather go to Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of places you could have gone where you could have gotten the football. And I'm not sure the Giants is one of those places. I don't know, Lance. I mean, of the top 10,
Here's your graphic.
All right, so Scott's got it there. So if you're watching us, you could see that it is it literally, even when we say it's a coin flip, it is a coin flip. I mean, these are the smartest people in football, and they can't get it right. But offensive tackle is your safest play in the first round. 59% of those guys sign a second contract with their team. Guard is your next safest play, but it's only 50-50. And after that, you're underwater on getting that second contract.
Yeah, the receiver is shocking to me. But, you know, if you go back 5 years to 2000 to 2015, I think there were a lot of projects that maybe had production or showed upside for 1 year. You've got so many proven commodities coming out at that position
now. I will tell you, the position there that's going to drop is running back. It's at 38% right now. It's only going to drop because how many times are guys going to get second contracts?
Not at all, because we can buy the next cheap
that's
one
right.
off of there.
Yeah, it's not even a guarantee that you get a running back that goes in the second round. Well, I think Jonathan Brooks will, but.
And by the way, those are all first round picks. So the running backs really maybe not drop because there's not going to be many in the first round anymore.
Greg from Pell City says, Jim, it was Latham who actually got blown up on that last play and pushed into the backfield that tripped up Milroe. So maybe he was supposed to run right.
See, there you go.
He was going to run right and got blown up and everything went to Pasadena in a handbasket. Well, I love it. I mean, just lately, I've had one liners that you've loved lately. Little things like that.
They're not even the obligatory laugh.
No, that was a legitimate laugh. That was a good line. Everything went to Pasadena in a handbasket.
I mean, the trash door yesterday about the guy with the long penis.
You had three in there.
Yeah.
With the long penis.
I mean,
take that out of context.
Cut two. Cut two, please.
New story, by the way. This word.
Slash. Yes. Yeah. New story.
New story.
Yeah. Cut two. Michael Penix Jr.,
is he going to a Jaws 3D?
All right, so what was the deal with the glasses? That was a sponsorship deal. Sure, not everybody's just wearing glasses.
I'm sure it's sponsorship, but everybody had on black glasses. But at home,
this is like a road trip, though. You go into the gas station to buy more beer, and then some idiot comes out wearing these glasses just to make you laugh.
I bought it for $3.
Michael Penix Jr. is going to do a Zoom with everybody in Atlanta. First impression, I'm going to keep these white glasses on.
What is Common doing over his left shoulder?
he gets asked if he knew he was going to be with the Falcons and about Kirk Cousins. Here we go.
What was it like getting a call from the Falcons? Did you have a sense that you would be selected by them in the first round of the draft today.
Yeah, man, the moment was special. You know, obviously it's something I've been dreaming of since I was a kid. You know, so to be able to be in this position, you know, I'm blessed, you know, and that's all I can say. I'm blessed. You know, I had no idea, you know, but I know that, you know, everything happens for a reason. I'm super excited to be able to be a part of the organization. I can't wait to go make an impact. You know, for me, you know, coming in, obviously Kirk Cousins, a guy who's been in the league, you know, he's been in there for a while. You know, he's played a lot of football. And so I feel like for me, I'm going to come in and I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn from him. You know, try to soak in all the knowledge that I can from him because, you know, obviously he's been in the league for a while, like I said, and you know it's a reason behind that. You know, and for me, I want to be able to soak in as much knowledge as I can, and you know, for me, I'm going in there to have fun and just get better each and every day. You know, and I'm trying to make an impact not just on the field but in the locker room as well. So I'm just super excited for the opportunity.
Great answer, by the way.
Well, yeah, so we've looked at it from the Falcons' point of view. If you look at it from Penix's point of view, this is incredible for him. I don't get thrown to the wolves.
That's right.
I get to learn from a good – I mean, say what you want about Kirk Cousins. It's a pretty good guy to learn from. He's a veteran guy. He's seen a lot of stuff in the league. I've got – you know, Atlanta really needs to address defense. I don't know why they're drafting a quarterback in the first round, but – they don't have to address offense. I got weapons when it's my turn. I mean, it is a fantastic spot for Penix.
Oh, for Penix, it's great. But, you know, as a fan that gets older and older, and I can let Forster speak for himself, but each year is precious. Each season is precious. And to know more than likely this guy's not going to play for a couple of years when you could have immediate impact guys that help you win games this year – I would be frustrated as a Falcons fan. I would be frustrated if I'm Kirk Cousins because Kirk Cousins came to Atlanta to make a lot of money, but at the same time, Kirk Cousins wants to win a championship.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing Michael Penix was missing was the Flavor Flav necklace.
By the way, that production, I don't know, is that really the Falcons that actually had that guy interviewing him?
That's a Zoom call.
And that
call.
Was their that's quality it. They sent out.
No, that's a Zoom call. It's a random media person.
Okay. Member of the media, right, Scott?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a member of the media.
Yeah, okay. All these were Zooms with it. You have to do a mandatory.
Well, I just saw Atlanta Falcons up on the
graphic. Yeah. Well, they sent it out.
It's their video,
but it was a member of the media, I think. Somebody asked if it was Tracy Morgan asking the question. Was it Bill Cosby asking the question?
Oh, pudding pop.
Yeah. I mean, that was definitely an ice tongue before he started asking questions.
Our friends at Michelson Laser Vision bring you that zoom in look at some of the draft picks last night.
Yeah, pre-inflation pricing right now. Everything going up in price, not for LASIK and Michelson Laser Vision. Dr. Jen and Dr. Mark Michelson, and they have held that pricing steady for the last couple of years. Call 205-969-8100. Ask about the pre-inflation pricing. Make sure you ask for Amy and tell her the next round sent you. Again, I'm speaking from experience. Got the procedure done over 20 years ago, 2015 vision. Better than 2020. Make the phone call that I made, 205-969-8100 or MichelsonLaserVision.com.
Take the next round anywhere you go with official Next Round gear. Buy yours today at NextRound.store.
Fire damage to your home or business is something you never want to consider. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. But in the horrible event it happens, DryTech is here to help. They respond quickly and will reply to you within 20 minutes when you call 205-637-0143. They're working for you, the customer, not the insurance company. They've got five crews ready to go 24/7. Don't call the insurance company first. Call DryTech. Just remember this website, mydrytech.com. That is mydrytech.com.
The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham, April 26th through 28th. The fastest IndyCar drivers in the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, will put their skills to the test with one goal in mind, victory. Witness country music superstar Riley Green as Grand Marshal give the most iconic command in racing.
Start your engine!
Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by Amfirst, at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now.
Things fall apart. There's even a book about it. But that doesn't mean you have to break the bank to fix them. Ryan Brown here for the Next Round. Our friends at Mortgage Right have a new renovation option that will make repairs and other home improvements easy. If you've recently purchased a home and find yourself short on cash or you're looking to buy a fixer-upper, Mortgage Right's renovation loan program can help you spruce up your space. Repairs can be made to your roof, plumbing, flooring, and more with the help of top-notch mortgage professionals. So get your fix by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR and MLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
There is no better place to watch your favorite sporting events and enjoy great food than one of the three great Birmingham locations of Walk-On's. The TVs are everywhere with your favorite sports, and the menu is second to none. From the great appetizers like the waffle cheese fries to the Avery Island salad, handhelds like the all-new Chicken Bomber, bistro specialties with a special taste of the bayou, the amazing hand-patty burgers, the great po' boys, and the specialty drinks. Visit any of the three great Birmingham locations of Walk-On's, Greystone, Stadium Trace in Hoover, and the brand-new location in Trussville.
This hour of the Next Round is presented by the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, now featuring 7 days of giveaways with your chance to win a share of up to $125,000. The more you visit the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, the more chances you have to win.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
The wait is over. Tonale has arrived. Beautifully distinctive Italian styling and performance. Come test drive the all-new 2024 Alfa Romeo Tonale plug-in hybrid at Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. The all-new Tonale offers best-in-class horsepower and torque. Fastest 0 to 60 times in its class. Plus best-in-class range with full electric charge. And best of all, qualified Tonale leasees are eligible for up to $7,500 EV tax credit factored into your lease. Hurry down to Alfa Romeo of Birmingham and experience the all-new Tonale.
Okay, I'm going to take my ear out real quick.
Your ear?
My in-ear.
Okay.
Take those out real quick.
All right.
Because I got to do the best interaction, the best moment of the day that nobody saw. So we have to sprint to the bathrooms, right?
Because, right.
You know, our commercial breaks are short, and we have two choices. It's same distance either way.
Left right, or right?
Left, right, left.
I switch it up. I don't know what you guys do.
Apparently Tyler does too, because Tyler goes this way. And he comes out, because we got to get back quickly. He does this number right here. And Forster and I are down at the other end of the hallway. We see him. He's running the wrong way, and he stops and turns and starts coming back this way. he goes on a dead sprint.
He ran away from the studio.
In the wrong direction.
Wow.
It is. Like, that's one reason I go the same one each time, because if I go to a different one, I almost always come out and turn the wrong way, Tyler. So I recommend you keep
it. It's not just me.
Yeah. No. I've done it before, too. The problem is, if you use the same one every time and you take time getting down there and then you realize the cleaning crew's in there, then you got a problem.
Yeah.
Just, do you guys ever ask the cleaning crew to
just wait? I've had to do it before.
I've just asked them, hey, can you give me a sec?
And normally they're good about it. One time I did it and there was a pretty bad communication barrier.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So she was going to hang out in there.
Dunaway just offers them a Coke.
She did that for a while.
She's no longer with us. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, though I don't know if that was the same one, but yeah, I asked her and she just smiled and shook her head and just stood there in the door. I'm like, she has no clue what I'm saying.
That's when I start approaching the urinal, I figure at that point they'll
go ahead and leave.
They'll understand what I was saying at that point.
Yeah, don't form a bond with a custodian up here.
Yeah.
It goes quick.
It does.
It goes quick.
But she enjoyed all those
Coke. I like that lady. I was sharing her the Coke products. Tonight,
are you going?
It's date night for the Dunaways, but we're not going.
I've never been, and people swear by this. So it sold out.
You've never been?
I've never been to Yacht Rock.
So it's Yacht Rock tonight,
yeah,
right?
Maggie and I went last year. Or 2 years, I forget when it was, and we loved it, which is why we're not going. She goes, well, we've already seen it. How different is it going to be? And I said, baby, it's different every time. This is a great show. And she'd already made other plans for us. So Yacht Rock's back in town.
Are you
tonight.
Going tonight?
Yeah, I'm
going
to go. I've never been. Aaron Suttles, I think, goes almost every time. I need to text him and see if he's going. Barkley was there last time.
Yeah.
I heard he was the only black dude in the entire crowd.
Can I just go ahead and tell you?
Yeah.
I went last time. You know what I got?
Sailor's hat.
A captain's hat.
Did you really?
I will guarantee you will not see me in a captain's hat tonight, because there will be a lot out there.
Sailing.
And I'm kind of torn on the music. I like some of the Yacht Rock music. I don't love it. Our friend Chris Stewart absolutely loves it.
Ashley, Yacht Rock's a legit amazing.
Yeah. I mean, these guys are so talented, so I'm really excited about seeing it. I think it's sold out. It's at our buddy Michael Sellers' place at Avondale.
But you can
check it at AvondaleBrewing.com. They've got a big show tomorrow night. JJ Gray and Mofro. I think it's sold out.
It's
an awesome venue to go to. You went to see Teddy Swims
there. I saw Teddy Swims there, also sold out. And that was the one where Sellers was like, So you're a big Teddy.
Who the hell's this guy?
No, he said, you're a big Teddy. So I was like, Sellers, I got to be honest with you. I've never heard of the guy. And Sellers said, I hadn't either until we booked him.
Yeah.
And I said, you're a big fan now, aren't you? He goes, oh, I love the guy.
Would
now.
You and Jennifer want to go tonight? I mean, is that your kind of music?
I don't hate it. Don't love it. Don't hate it. I am ambivalent.
You like it more than Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims is really good. He was good. He was kind of losing his voice was the only problem.
Another one of these YouTubers that made it big.
Yep. You liked a little Daryl Hall and John Oates back in the day.
I do like Hall & Oates.
I can't go for that. Remember that one?
Yeah, so what are the different ones? It'll be Hall & Oates, Christopher Cross, you mentioned there.
You'll get Rosanna Africa. They'll definitely play that.
Yeah, Toto Okay.
Yeah. You'll get a little...
see, I can't really... quantify or categorize which
what Yacht Rock is, right? Yeah, yeah, I'm with
there's
you.
There's a gray line. There's a blur of a little Journey or Foreigner, like Waiting for a Girl Like You.
Yeah, bring it.
We'll blend in.
I like that.
We'll blend in a little of that. You get a little, let's see.
Ashley, OMG, Toto is more than okay. Hold the Line, such a better show or a better song than Africa to me, though.
What was it? ELO, Electrolyte Orchestra.
Oh, you got some ELO in there?
You do. Sweet Talking Woman?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
How does that go, Rockstar? Oh, he's not here. He could drop that on there.
I like Mr. Blue Sky better, but
Mr. Blue
Turn
Sky,
to Stone.
You'll get a little REO Speedwagon.
You get any September? Do you remember?
That's a great song, but that's in there, right? Not an REO Speedwagon guy.
That has got to be there. You'll get some REO Speedwagon.
Oh, don't like Michael McDonald or Steely Dan.
Where are you going?
You'll get that.
Well, I mean, there's some I like. I told you. I just want to see. I heard they're incredible. They were going to be in studio with us to fill in for Rockstar. We do have something special coming up in the Rockstar Lounge from our friends at Floribama. But these guys were going to come in dressed up and everything because I've heard they're just incredible musicians.
Oh, they really are. They play everything. You'll get a little... you'll get a little Doobie Brothers. I don't like the Doobie Brothers.
I don't either.
A little Doobie Brothers. Yeah.
Gotta hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama gonna take me.
What do people dress like outside of the captain's hat?
You'll get.
Is there a tire?
It's just outdoors.
I think it's like the village people.
Can I wear my wolf shirt?
Yeah. Either that or pick one of the village people and just
do whatever
that.
You want to.
I'm going
to
go as the Indian.
Yeah,
do whatever
I think
you
should.
Want to.
Construction worker.
You'll get a little, the Indian will work in Avondale.
You'll get a little Captain Tennille. Love will keep us together.
Will we get Kenny Loggins?
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Yeah. Beach Attire, says Ashley.
There's a SiriusXM.
I can't do Beach Attire.
SiriusXM, there's a Yacht Rock channel. Oh. I don't know if it's out yet.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. It's on the high end. High,
it's like
high
80
numbers.
Something in it.
Yeah.
Near ESPN Radio.
Yeah. And, you know, the last time I got in C. Stu's truck, he had Yacht Rock on, SiriusXM channel was.
I'll drop it on you every now and then when it's not 90s rap.
So if you do go tonight, if you throw a curveball and end up going, will you wear open-toe shoes? Because if it's beach attire.
Yeah, what I will do is, as I did last time, I will have a couple of cocktails, two drink Jimmy.
Is it a good edible show?
It was for me. But two beer Jimmy will do what he always does. He'll have flip-flop back pockets, and I'll be flat out barefooted.
Are
at that
you
point.
Kidding me?
Absolutely, yeah. Do you think I leave the concert early or not?
Yes, 100%. You leave actual good sporting events early.
Okay, trash now, and then we'll go live to the floor of Bama.
You are looking live.
You are looking live, but right now it's trash. Hit the big button.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right.
No good, Tyler.
Mortgages done the right way.
I mean, that really is incredible.
Such a good question and answer.
It is spring buying season. Our friends at Mortgage Right here to help. They were veteran founded here in Birmingham, offer loans throughout the country. And while the area they serve may have grown, their commitment to Birmingham and veterans has not changed. Before you take the next steps on a new home purchase or refinance, talk with our friends at Mortgage Right. No cost or obligation to find out what you qualify for. You can get more information by going to their website at MortgageRight.com. Call their Birmingham office today, 205-970-200, NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. Now, Kanye's a little crazy, right?
Yes.
He seems to be.
Now, there was a moment I thought he wanted to be like a pastor, minister.
He had his Christian, I mean, well, actually,
he did an album, yeah.
All right, Jesus Walks is a great song.
He did a gospel album. He appeared, do you know Scott Dawson? I don't know if you know Scott.
No.
I know Jim does. Scott Dawson is a local evangelist, does a lot of student conferences, and is a good friend of mine. And he appeared at one of Scott's student conferences and spoke to the kids.
The reason I bring this
or
up.
Or sang, I don't know if he sang or spoke.
Is Kanye probably, you know, fluctuates a little bit.
In his weight?
He's on the other, he's on the other side of this. Now, Kanye West has his sights set on a new business venture. And it's all about people having sex on camera. A rep for Yeezy tells TMZ he's been kicking around the idea of launching his own porn studio and brand for a while.
So he's going from gospel album to porn studio.
And now we're told...
somewhere before, middle, and after that batshit crazy.
He seems dead set on doing it. In advanced talks to actually get something up and running. They were told that Kanye has been talking about building an entire Yeezy porn studio.
I hate to tell him this. Putting porn on the internet apparently isn't hard. He doesn't have to, have a massive flowchart.
This has been done. Yeah.
Look, okay. The business plan's out there.
Hey, look, to each their own. He's a capitalist, whatever, but he's got so much money. I don't know why he would want to take his brand down this road.
Okay, very quickly. Scott Dawson's Evangelistic Association has reached out to me. I'm being genuine here. He did not preach. He just sang as part of a choir.
Okay. So, yeah. I thought he was pursuing something like that.
It seemed like he was there for a minute.
He also wanted to be the president.
Yeah, right? I believe that time has passed.
He was touring with a gospel choir. Sunday Service.
Sunday Service.
My sister went to a youth group thing that had him there.
Okay, I bet it's the same one I'm talking about.
It probably is.
That's on me.
The quickest statement ever released by a company ever.
That is on me. Appreciate the good people at the Scott Dawson Evangelistic Association listening to our show. Yeah. I appreciate it. My bad on that.
I am guessing.
I have corrected it.
Yeah. That is Exxon releasing a statement, and the captain is still sipping coffee. Nothing's happened on the deck yet.
My bad. No. My bad.
Yeah, that's Kirk Cousins getting the call when the clock's going.
Yes. I mean, could not have been quicker, by the way.
Those boots he's wearing probably, I'm going to say, $3,500. I was going to go 5,000.
Oh, they look like what you put on to do pressure washing. Are those real boots?
I would wear those before I would wear open toe out in public.
Okay. Yeah. You'd look like an idiot either way, but all right.
I can't see the logo, but it looks like they might be off-white, so probably around $2,500.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that looks like what Gene Simmons had to wear on his Kiss outfit when it was wet outside.
Oh, a rain show? Okay.
Okay.
I
got the boots for that.
It's coming up on wedding season. People reveal their unpopular wedding opinions. Here's one. Speeches should be more like toast, 60 seconds or less, done by 3 people or less. At the actual wedding, I don't like the toast. Like the rehearsal dinner, I'm prepared for it.
That's right. Because that's everyone who's in the family or in the party. It's not the masses.
And they deserve to be able to speak. I think the bride and the groom, it's all about them. And they want to hear their friends and family talk about them.
Yep.
Here's another one. Wedding favors, a.k.a. fancy garbage.
Oh, yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, I haven't gone to a lot of, I'm from Calhoun County. There weren't a ton of wedding favors, but yeah, I've never really gotten one that I thought, that's useful. Yeah.
Another one. I don't care if guests of my wedding wear outfits that have white in it unless you're showing up in a 100% white hall gown. Your floral midi dress is fine.
Yeah, but
I think you stay away from white.
Never wear white to a wedding, right?
You shouldn't wear white to a wedding, but there are times that the girls who are showing up to the wedding, the non-bridesmaids, they put on the nines, man. They look better than the bride sometimes.
Apparently, these are unpopular wedding opinions. This one says the rhymes on wedding signage kill me. They go on to give some examples. No need to pick a side. You'll all be loved by the groom and bride.
Yeah.
Another one, a little treat for your dancing feet. Take some shoes and bust a move.
So they're giving out really good sneakers at that point?
They're trying to give out rhymes. Here's another one. If you want your bridesmaids to wear a particular outfit, you should buy it for them.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
I always thought that was the case.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It just feels like, I ask a bridesmaid to be in a wedding, then she's got to spend $1,000 to do it. I've never really understood that part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It's your wedding. You ought to pay for it.
But like the bridesmaid trip that they go on, it seems like now everybody's got matching swimwear and everything and stuff. So
bathrobes.
It just gets so expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens for groomsmen too, though.
They would have matching swimwear?
No, I'm just talking about...
if I see groomsmen with matching swimwear...
Like, I was in a wedding where we all had to get the same suit.
Yeah.
You were in a wedding where you had to wear a bolo.
I was in a wedding where you had to wear a bolo. But I'm talking about if you go out and you have to get a suit, that gets expensive.
It does. And
back to the wedding gift thing. As a groomsman one time, I got a flask that is still my go-to flask.
How often do you use a flask?
Not very often, but when I do, it's that one I got in 1998.
Because it seems like I used to use a flask a lot more. And I haven't used a flask in years and years and years.
Yeah.
So I wonder who uses flask anymore. Is that kind of like dated out?
Well, I mean, the only people I knew that honestly used them were like fraternity brothers at a game.
Yeah. But you know where I use it now?
Or on the golf course?
Your birdie juice? Where I see them use is birdie juice on the golf course, and I need to start packing my own birdie juice.
Oh, you're making some birdies, are you?
Yeah. No, I mean, you make sure the group has it.
Maybe I've just gotten lazier. I just take miniatures. Like, if I'm going to a game, I'll just take the miniature.
We didn't have miniatures.
If I'm going
in the
to a
90s.
Movie, I'll just take the miniature.
Yeah, that's what happened, yeah.
Oh, boy, you guys are going to be disappointed by this. First ever sex festival has been canceled over fears that performers would be stabbed
to death. Does Kanye know this?
I don't think so, but a sex festival billed as the first and largest in South Korea has been canceled after a public outcry saw venues pull out and performers quit, fearing they might be attacked or even stabbed if they attended. Thousands of fans were expected to flock to see their favorite Japanese porn stars at last weekend's KXF, the fashion event, but it was called off just 24 hours before it was to begin. South Korea is known for having a conservative approach to adult entertainment, with strip shows and public nudity illegal, as well as the sale and distribution of hardcore porn. Local authorities slammed the proposed event as, quote, morally harmful, with organizers forced to search for new venues as they struggled to get permission, losing tens of thousands in revenue as they had to cancel the tickets.
My only takeaway from this is it's being hidden by the ticker. Those are some comfortable-looking shoes. Can you shift it up just
a
little bit?
Wait, are those
not
like Croc clogs?
I mean, they look very cushy and comfortable.
There you go. Good job, Tyler. Yeah,
those are comfortable-looking shoes.
My takeaway was all the men in the audience there holding up their phones, making photos. A little, it's a little creepy.
Yep. It looks like, I guess, from we're on this side, from the other side, is probably moon over Seoul.
You know what you don't want to do if you're one of those girls? A stage dive right now.
Yeah, probably not. No, probably don't make it back to the stage, do you, Lance?
Not at all. Here are historical figures who lived a lot longer than you thought.
Okay. All right.
These are pretty crazy. Pablo Picasso.
Yeah,
Picasso made it to 1970 something.
Yeah, he was a painter. Yeah.
He was alive when The Godfather came out in 72. I remember watching Ripley, the new series on Netflix. Really good, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Picasso paintings were all over, and he was yet to be established.
Yeah. And see, I was blown away the first time I ever saw that Picasso died in the 70s. I was
because you think of him like in the 1500s or something like that. Yeah.
Here's one that's going to blow you away.
Didn't do much for me, Picasso.
Wyatt Earp was alive when the first Mickey Mouse cartoon premiered in 1928.
Wyatt Earp made it to like 28.
See, 28. I viewed Wyatt Earp in the mid-1800s.
I pictured him dying in his 20s.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought he made it to the 20th century.
Yep.
Shirley Temple, how about this? Alive when Rick and Morty premiered in 2014.
Oh, wow.
She lived that long.
People were ordering Shirley Temples like 20 years before she died.
Now, did she die with a lot of money? Or because kid actors back then, that was a different world.
I can't imagine.
She got all the residuals on Shirley Temples.
She did not. She did not. What was the name of her
trademark?
What was her trademark song?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know a whole lot about
it. Something about lollipops.
I bet she had some difficult parents. What do you think?
No, I'm going to check her net worth. I want to know what she had when she died.
I bet they stole her money.
Here's another one.
$34 million.
She
earned $3 million as a child actor. And think about that now.
Oh, wow.
I don't think that's adjusted for inflation.
Because that would have been in the 50s.
That's probably $30 million now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bob Hope, alive when the first American Idol was crowned back in 2002, which was Kelly Clarkson, who was in Four Downs this week.
Wow, look at Bob. Likes her, man. Look at getting the little Kelly.
But you know, this is...
And there's
is,
Justin
Guarini?
Yeah, he's the little Dr. Pepper guy.
Little Sweet.
Oh, is that Little Sweet?
Oh, is that Little Sweet?
Same guy?
Yeah.
Hey, wow. So...
different. They left that stage that night and went in different directions, didn't they?
You know, when we were in L.A. for the... when we were in Pasadena for the Rose Bowl, we got on Bob Hope Boulevard or whatever in Burbank, and E.G. didn't know who he was.
Didn't know who Bob Hope was?
Yeah. We're like, we're on Bob Hope Boulevard. Who's Bob Hope?
Well, finally!
I mean, for me, he was the guy that entertained our troops during Vietnam.
And
did the college football.
The All-American team.
All-American team.
That preseason All-American. They would do like a 30-minute special, wouldn't they?
And then golf.
Once a year, we'd come to Birmingham and play a Monday tournament with Charlie Boswell.
Yeah. And I remember the Bob Hope Chrysler Classic, too. That was early season event on the PGA Tour.
Finally, it's hard to believe, too. Lucille Ball was still alive when Tim Burton's first Batman came out in 1989.
Wow.
And she was a big-time smoker, too.
She was, but she was also, 1989?
89.
she was an executive that people respected in Hollywood for a long, long time.
Well, that was the game changer, wasn't her and Desi Arnaz when they were married.
Yeah. That was a good movie, by the way.
It was very good. The one where
Javier Bardem and Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman, yeah, fantastic.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
I am Batman. Yeah. That is Trash Today, brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
If you're looking for a new home, our friends at Mortgage Right here to help. Whether you're a first-time buyer or a seasoned home-buying veteran, their great service and low rates make the process so easy. And speaking of veterans, they are veteran-founded right here in Birmingham. So remember, whether you're looking for your final home or your first home, whether you have a big down payment or need 100% financing, Mortgage Right, one-stop shop for you. Visit them online, MortgageRight.com. Call the Birmingham office, 205-970-200, MLS 2239, Equal Housing
Lender. And by our friends at Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken. Oh. Enjoy the draft tonight while watching. You can enjoy the great food from Champy's Chicken, but it's racing weekend today, Saturday, and Sunday out of Barber Motorsports Park. Swing by Highway 119 in Alabaster. Get a big to-go basket of chicken or
wine
tamales.
And cheese, nothing.
And
take
then
Champy's.
Get out there and spread that blanket on the grassy knolls and watch great Indy racing this weekend. Tailgating and football season, championschicken.com. We go live to the floor of Bama to kick off Mullet Toss Weekend when we come back on the next round.
Call the next round now at 205-734-0923. You could win a Cadillac CT5 or your share of $25,000 in free play and cash at Birmingham Racecourse Casino. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win. Play the latest, most exciting games around with fun bonuses and big jackpots. You can be a winner, too. Come win your share during the Cadillac CT5 and $25,000 giveaway at Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Drawings April 5th and 6th. Located off I-459, Exit 31, Derby Parkway. Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham, April 26th through 28th. The fastest IndyCar drivers in the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, will put their skills to the test with one goal in mind, victory. Witness country music superstar Riley Green as Grand Marshal give the most iconic command in racing.
Start your engine!
Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by Amherst, at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now.
Birmingham's favorite lawn party returns to Greystone for the Regents Tradition May 8th through 12th. Watch the Legends of the Game at Greystone and check out the Celebrity Pro-Am featuring Charles Barkley, Nick Saban, Kalen DeBoer, Hugh Freeze, and country superstar Riley Green. Enjoy the fun in the sun at the White Claw Watering Hole and Casamigos Club. And don't miss the food trucks and the Friday concert featuring the Black Jacket Symphony. The Regents Tradition. Buy your tickets today.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And in New Balance Birmingham, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh? Check the selects. Come together at New Balance Birmingham on Highway 280, right next to Chick-fil-A. New Balance Birmingham, we got now.
Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show, presented by Amherst, is back May 12th through 14th on Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. It is Bama's biggest in-water boat show with more than 100 boats and vehicles on display, vendors and food trucks, live music all weekend long, and it is free public admission. Don't forget the Friday night fireworks show, free Velcro Pygmies concert Saturday, free mimosas for mom on Mother's Day Sunday. LoganMartinLakeFest.com for more info. It's the annual Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show, presented by Amherst, May 12th through 14th, LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
I feel sorry for the next guy that's about to join us, because when I get FOMO, when I get FOMO, he's the one that gets texted about 16 times in a week, and I go back and forth. I'm coming, I'm not coming. I'm coming, I'm not coming. I'm coming, I'm not coming. Steve Powers joins us from the floor of Bama, where there's already a sea of people out there. 40th annual Mullet Toss Weekend going on. What a great looking shirt and an even better looking hat.
Oh, that just a coincidence. I wore it today. I didn't know I was going to come with you guys. I wear it all the time. How are we doing, guys?
Good. How are you, Uncle Steve?
I mean, there are, I don't know, is it thousands of people already, it looks like?
Say hey to my friend Carlos Sazerac.
Hello, Carlos Sazerac.
Hey, you got some salt tequila, a nice little bit of shot of margarita. So a little spice.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate y'all. So, yeah, that's part of Mullet Toss, obviously, right? So we started throwing at 10 this morning. We'll go until 4 this afternoon. Same for tomorrow. Same for Sunday. They're real fish, which is a good thing.
That was a weak-ass toss behind you.
Oh, you just missed one dude just threw it 110, which is pretty impressive. So
what is
there is a lot of people, but the cool thing is that when you pay your money, you get your free T-shirt, and every single dime of that goes to both sides of the line charities, Boys and Girls Clubs and things like that. Usually generates between 35 and 40 a year just from this event benefits from buying your T-shirt and throwing a pitch.
This kid's folding it. He's folding it.
He knows the trick. He's going to fold it. So let's see how this does.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Kid throw. Oh, that's not terrible.
Not bad for a kid throw. What is the record, Steve? Who's got it?
I still think we're around 193,
woo,
194, something like that. But the good news is you got that wind coming out of the west, out of the east. My bad. Either way, it's going one way or the other, my bad.
Yeah. So do you have to go get your own fish?
It's helping. This is about the fourth one of these, so I apologize. Go ahead.
It's 11:53, Steve.
Dunaway just asked, you have to pick up your own fish because that kid ran and got his own fish.
Absolutely. So if you watch, people kind of stand and celebrate.
Yeah.
And Doc is right here on the mic, and he's going to tell him here in a minute.
Oh.
Not a bad throw. I'm going to say foot foul on that one.
Yeah, senior division. It's going to take a minute to clear the field for this guy to get his fish.
Yeah. I love the field crew.
There's nobody waiting. It's fine.
Yeah. We have all day, sir. Yeah, boy, it sucks to be the one that has to rake, doesn't it? Rake the bunker.
I missed that.
I said it sucks to be the guy that has to rake the bunker. They have to rake every time.
Yeah, they do. Here's another kid throw.
Yeah, he doesn't fold it.
Oh, no.
He's holding it by the middle. I don't know about it.
Oh, it's a foot foul.
He went over.
He went over the line.
Go ahead and tell him he's disqualified.
Yeah.
We ruined his first mullet.
Hey, so how many people, much like amateurs in golf, when there's a gallery at a pro-am, people get hit. How many people in the crowd ever get hit by a fish?
More than you think. It's crazy, especially if people try and do the side throw.
Right.
Slip off. These people are in danger over here for sure. So who's going to get out of the shot so you can see what's going on?
Guy's taking his shoes off.
Yeah. Yep. I'll go ahead and tell you, Steve.
This is going to be terrible.
So far, we're 0-6 on bikinis.
What is this guy doing? Come on, fella. Yeah.
Thanks for donating to charity.
Yeah,
that was a tax write-off. Is what that was.
Kids division there.
We can get it.
Why don't you throw one for us, Steve? Show us how professionals do it.
The beautiful.
You fold it like she's doing right there.
That's right. She knows what she's doing. This is a true mullet pro right here.
Yeah, I bet she's dropped a little ring at the upstairs at Floribama before.
You think so?
I don't know what that means.
Maybe dropped a bra as well. That was terrible.
It wasn't as good as I wanted.
It's like it came apart. Yeah. Did you see that?
She came a little too far over the top.
TV
there. Now, Floribama Radio's out there, by the way. Do you get that on iHeartRadio?
Thank you for that. Yeah, so when we find a girl in a bikini that throws, Doc, who's on the mic, who's been doing this, I think, 14 years for us now, ask them to run like they're on Baywatch. And so I was waiting for that one to happen, but I don't see a contestant for that yet. So live music this weekend. We have 45 live performances between today and Sunday when we're done. So 45 different performances on 6 stages here.
Wow, this guy looks like he's been in the sun a while.
I think he's going to be in the dad bod contest.
Oh, look at this. Oh, it came apart.
Hey, dude, how about a foot foul?
Dunaway.
That's probably like 95 foot pro, and I think the innards went about 20 feet to the right.
Yeah, that one came apart. That fish is done.
Yeah.
Yeah, how does the fish come apart? Is it like you're hooking the finger, the index finger inside of the gills?
Yeah, you could say, hey, buddy, let me see your fish. So this guy's your fifth. Show him. So it's already starting to lose some of the luster, if you will.
Okay. Take a bite. Take a bite.
Bite the head off.
Yeah. So that one's going to be need to be probably replaced. So we replace them every once in a while.
Yeah, I would say we're at the end of the line for that one. Yeah.
Hey, Steve, have you had anybody drunk enough when they go to get their own fish, much like this is on par, fall down because they're so drunk to go get their fish?
Hold on. Look at the little girl right there behind the guy in the green shirt.
Yeah.
The guts just on her. She's freaking out.
Oh, Steve, she got hit by the fish guts?
Oh, no. Bless her heart.
Steve, it's a little girl.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go help her as soon as we're done here.
As soon as I'm done with my drink.
A lot of therapy coming up for her.
So, why aren't you guys here? I've been asked so many times today because I'm wearing this hat. They're like, oh, the guy's here? No. I don't know how we didn't work that out.
I mean, I really don't have – I was going to go to a concert tonight, but we can make it down if you've got a room for us.
My house is always open for you guys. You know that.
Yeah, I do. I don't really have a good answer as to why we're not there. I don't know that you have room for us right now. This place is packed for mullet. You don't need us for mullet.
I will tell you why I'm not there. I let a little piece of mining your intel slip in my conversation on Maggie and I making the drive down. When she asked, I gave one too many details. Which detail do you think shut it down? It was
maybe the bikini contest.
Yeah. I was like, oh, it'll be fun. Steve's gonna let me judge the bikini contest.
Wear your fedora. Hey, it's
that ain't gonna work.
Is it out of the
ain't gonna work.
Would it be wild if I said there will be over 250,000 Bud Lights sold on property this weekend?
250,000 what?
Bud Lights.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. We're selling here on the beach. It's inside, so we're going through a lot of stuff. I can't even tell you. I don't know what the Bushwhacker counter ends up at the end of the weekend, but it's pretty solid. I'm sure.
Is there any chance you run out of Bushwhackers?
No, sir. Not a chance. There's a Cisco truck in this parking lot full of milk. That's what we use as part of the Bushwhacker mix, but we will not run out of Bushwhackers. Yeah. Not a chance.
Well, let me just tell you that your NHL Stanley Cup playoff goatee looks fantastic.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
You got the chops going.
Hey, I do have a question, though. When all the Alabama contingent is here tomorrow morning, because they're all coming to throw, I think around 10:30 or so.
Yeah.
What questions do you want me to ask them for you?
Yeah, we've asked a lot of questions
already.
I'm going to
send you the video of them throwing. We'll text you. We'll take some ideas.
We'll send you some. I'd worked out with Steve. I said, hey.
Some inside stuff.
We need a little content since I'm not driving down there.
Yeah, so. Thank you, Steve.
Steve, you're the best.
See you, buddy.
I appreciate you guys. We love you.
Love you, buddy.
Floor Bama. Look at that. Let's go
gorgeous,
to Bama.
Man. Gosh.
Jimmy FOMO.
I'm FOMO now. I'm envious.
Yeah.
Looks great.
I mean, how good would it be going to get lunch right now down at Coastal or across the street at the Yacht Club?
Oh, I'd be posted up on that beach right now.
Yeah, sucking on a chili dog out behind the Tasty Freeze. I mean, great. That's our show today. A little bonus seconds for you there. We're back with you Monday, 9 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, God bless you and God bless America.